Item 20, revocation hearings. Cases concerning revocation of permits licensed under 28.2232 of the Code of Virginia.
Four cases today, sir. We provide an evaluation package to you with details from the courts from the United States District Court, Eastern District of Virginia, and from District Court for Eastern District of Maryland. I'll take them one at a time.
Okay.
First case will be a Mr. Jerry L. Decatur Sr. He was served and signed for his notice on March 29th. From the statement of facts, I'll read briefly on the Virginia items. On at least the following occasions from January 2004-2007, Decatur Sr. and Decatur Jr. with the help of others unlawfully harvested over 10,226 pounds of striped bass from the Potomac River and its tributaries, landed the fish in Virginia, and transported and sold fish to the wholesale fish buyer in Washington, D.C., ProFish Cannon Seafood. April 14, 2005, in Virginia Potomac River tributaries, Decatur Sr. and others took striped bass using gill nets with mesh sizes of 8 to 10 inches, which exceeded the applicable mesh size limit. In addition, these fish were tagged with their improper tags. Many exceeded the Virginia size limits. April 20, 2007, Decatur Sr. took striped bass by gill net from Virginia waters that measured 30 to 35 inches, although the maximum size limit at the time was 28 inches. The maximum size limit is designed to protect large, productive spawning fish. From 2003 to 2007, Decatur Sr. and Jr. failed to affix tags to the majority of the striped bass they harvested from Maryland and Virginia waters, thereby exceeding the amount of striped bass they were allowed to catch by thousands of pounds. In just April and May from 2003 through 2007, the Decatur's harvested over 65,800 more pounds of striped bass than they were authorized to legally harvest at that time period. These over and illegally harvested fish were transported by the Decatur's to Washington, D.C., where they were sold to ProFish Seafood and Cannon Seafood. The fair market retail value of this over and illegally harvested striped bass was in excess of $329,173. In an effort to conceal their activity from the Virginia Marine Police, from 2004 through 2007, Decatur Sr. solicited information concerning fisheries enforcement in their area from a Virginia law enforcement agent who, unbeknownst to Mr. Decatur Sr., was cooperating in the investigation. Decatur Sr. offered and paid this law enforcement officer for information he supplied concerning the timing and frequency of the law enforcement patrols. Again, we have provided this and other details within your packet. This is for full revocation of licenses.
Mr. Decatur Sr., come forward. Raise your right hand. So I'm going to swear the testimony that you're about to give. If you do, it will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God. We have been provided a copy of what Mr. Grish just wrote or just read, and it's seen and agreed to you by Mr. Jerry Decatur Sr. Are these in fact, the true statement of your activities?
Well, this investigation is still going on.
It is?
And that's why I don't know why we're here. I mean, because this is a pending investigation.
Well, why you're here?
I've been here since 2001. Mm-hmm. And this case hasn't been solved yet. I mean, all this could be dismissed.
Well, the document that I've got in the United States Eastern District Court for the Eastern District of Virginia states that you and your lawyer in front of Stephanie Hammerstrom, Assistant U.S. Attorney, and Wayne Hedenbach, you signed what Mr. Grist just read as actual, as an indication of your activities in the waters of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Is that true?
Not in Virginia. In the Potomac River.
Okay. Let's see. From 2003 to 2007, Decatur Sr. Decatur Jr. failed to affix tags to the majority of striped bass that they harvested from Maryland and Virginia waters, thereby exceeding the amount of striped bass they were allowed to catch by 1,000 pounds. That's in your pleading, Virginia waters. Is that true?
It's an ongoing investigation. It's pending.
Okay.
I mean, we haven't went in front of the judge yet since.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Grant, if you can help me if I'm wrong, the commission may revoke, prohibit the issuance, reissuance, renewal licenses, finds a person has violated any provision of the subtitle. Okay? Right. Does that require an appearance of sentencing before the federal district court judge, or in and of itself a pleading as far as the facts are concerned in this case? If it finds the person has violated any provisions of the subtitle,
commission after a hearing, no other 10 days notice to be after the license, it finds it. The commission finds that the person has violated any provisions of the subtitle.
For the record, based on your statement that you provided, you have violated Section 4 BAC 20-252 of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
I know my lawyer's taking care of it.
Okay. Pleasure of the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, based on staff's recommendation and the documentation that we have in front of us that documents the statements of facts, I would move that we accept staff's recommendation in the matter of Jerry Decatur Sr. and revoke all licenses for a period of 2 years.
For second to the motion. Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir. Next, Mr. Grist.
Involving Jerry L. Decatur, Jr. Same statement of facts, except Mr. Decatur, Jr. was not noted as having solicited enforcement information.
Everything else is the same?
Everything is the same except for that last item. Same recommendation.
Decatur, Jr.?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. Raise your right hand. Solemn swear testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self of God.
Yes, sir.
Anything you'd like to say?
No.
Okay. What's the pleasure of the commission? Dr. McConaughey?
Move to accept staff's recommendation.
For a second to the motion. Second by Mr. Tanker. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Your license and permits are revoked for a period of 2 years in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Then I get my license back after the 2 year period is up, sir.
The most we can revoke it for is a period of 2 years. That's correct.
Okay, so I renew them the same year like I've always done in the previous after 2 years is up. So I don't lose them for indefinite.
I'm sorry?
I don't lose them for indefinite.
You don't lose them for indefinite. However, the striped bass aspect of it,
yes,
if the quota is returned to the individual transferable quota pool, that quota may or may not be available.
That's your concern.
Yeah.
So I have to wait that out to see.
Yes, sir, just to see if it's available.
Grab my license, my fish, everything else is 2 years, and I'm able to fish and grab again.
Correct. Is that correct? Yes. Yeah, that is correct. The other stuff is transferable quota. That is correct.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Next.
Mr. Dennis Dwayne Dent. These are proceedings in the United States District Court, District of Maryland. In 2005, Mr. Dent, with the help of others, unlawfully harvested 2,197 pounds of striped bass from Potomac River and its tributaries, landed the fish in Virginia, transported and sold the fish to ProFish, a wholesale fish buyer in Washington, D.C. Mr. Dent failed to affix tags or affix false tags to the striped bass, thereby exceeding the amount of striped bass he was permitted to catch by thousands of pounds. Also, the majority of the fish Dent caught during the closed PRC season were also over the legal size limit for Virginia. In 2007, Mr. Dent entered into an agreement with another fisherman who was not a licensed striped bass fisherman in Virginia to sell legally harvested striped bass to ProFish. Mr. Dent introduced the other fisherman to ProFish, received one half of the proceeds from the illegal sales, which totaled 14,450 pounds. Mr. Dent knew that the striped bass being sold to ProFish by his accomplice were either untagged, falsely tagged, or over the legal size limit for Virginia. The fair market retail value of this over and illegally harvested striped bass was approximately 83,236 pounds, as from the court records.
Mr. Dent, present?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to address the commission. Is right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God.
Do so.
State your name, please.
Dennis Dwayne, yeah.
You heard Mr. Griss. Do you have anything you'd like to say to the commission?
Well, I mean, the only question I've got is about how you can revoke my Virginia license when, if you read that thoroughly, or investigate into the investigation, Mr. Sims, even when he gave me the notice to come down here to the hearing, they ain't catching none of them fish. What they got me for, the federal government, was my name was on the check.
Well, let's see. In 2005, Dent, with the help of others, unlawfully harvested 2,197 pounds of striped bass from the Potomac River and its tributaries and landed the fish in Virginia and transported and sold the fish to Pro Fish Limited. I think the problem is that the tributaries, and you landed and transported the fish in Virginia. Once you entered into Virginia with those fish that were not appropriately tagged and not appropriately addressed, that violated Virginia law under the regulation 4BAC 20-252. That's the violation of Virginia law that you're here for today.
Fish, oversized fish.
Correct.
Here again, just for the committee, I mean, I know people that's got tickets throughout. I've never had a life jacket ticket. I've never had a citation. I've never had anything. I've been running eel boats since I was 14. I've never had a ticket.
I think the problem is that the fish were basically market value of $83,236.
That's 14,000 pounds over 3 years. If you ask anybody to come in here, any fisherman, I don't think we get $8 a pound what I was charged for the fish.
Sure.
It was a $2 a pound fish over a period of 2005, which I told them, which it hasn't, like the other gentleman said, we have a bunch of quarter of it. I've disputed that 2,100 pounds. Didn't know where the hell it come from, but it was, that's still being disputed. But the other.
You may have disputed it, but the pleading and statement of facts I had is signed by you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So your dispute should have occurred before you signed the pleading of facts. The matter's before the commission. Mr. Tankard?
Move to accept the staff recommendation.
For a second. Second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. The license will revoke for 2 years.
This goes in effect even though I have never had a violation before.
That's correct. Next individual.
Will be involving Mr. Scott Lee Dent. Also, United States District Court for the District of Maryland. At some point prior to 2003, continuing through in or about the spring of 2007, Mr. Dent entered into an agreement with ProFish, a wholesale fish buyer in Washington, D.C., and its employees, where Mr. Dent was able to sell illegally harvested striped bass that he caught in Maryland and Virginia waters of the Potomac River to ProFish. On multiple occasions between 2003 and 2007, Mr. Dent, with the help of others, unlawfully harvested approximately 22,757 pounds of striped bass from the Potomac River and its tributaries, landed the fish in Virginia, and transported and sold the fish to ProFish. Mr. Dent failed to affix tags or affixed false tags to the striped bass he harvested from Maryland and Virginia waters, thereby exceeding the amount of striped bass he was permitted to catch by thousands of pounds. Also, the majority of the fish Mr. Dent caught during the closed PRFC season were over the legal harvest limit for Virginia. The fair market retail value of this over and illegally harvested striped bass was approximately 113,757 pounds. And just for the record, sir, on the information document preceding that, they do make lists of, for each of these cases, for Virginia specifically, that the fish were taken in violation of VAC 252.
Mr. Dent? Scott Dent?
Yes.
Yes, Scott Dent.
No, I'm not Scott.
Scott Dent?
He's not here.
He's not here? Okay. Did you have a question?
Yeah, regarding you violated my license, like right now.
Revoked it, correct?
Revoked. Uh-huh. I've got fish pots over. Uh-huh. And I don't want to get them tickets.
Okay.
So do I got a certain amount of time to get them up? You know, that, plus I've got a crab house where I sell crabs. Uh-huh. And I need a Virginia buyer's license to buy a crab and sell them.
Did you anticipate that your license would be revoked today when you came here today?
No, sir. Like I said, sir, I never had a violation of my license.
Okay. So maybe I should read this to you, which would help a little bit. The commission may revoke and prohibit the issuance or reissuance of the renewal of any license if, after a hearing held after 10 days' notice, the applicant or licensee, it finds that the person has violated any provision of the subtitle. The duration of revocation or prohibition shall be fixed by the commission a maximum of 2 years, taking into account evidence of repeated or habitual disregard for conservation, health, safety laws and regulation, abusive conduct and behavior toward officers, and the severity of any damage that has occurred or might have occurred to the natural resources, the public health, or the seafood industry. I think that's the one that's really pertinent as far as your case is concerned. Number three. Okay. So.
My question is you asked me whether I expect you to revoke it.
Okay.
I'm not, excuse my expression, but I'm not a mind reader. No, I just make a living. Okay. I've been doing it all my life, so do I have time to get them up? Or is that I break the law because I've got stuff in the river? What do I do? I don't want to get in no more trouble.
Sure. Technically, yeah. you're in violation of the law at the present time if they're overboard. However, if it pleases the commission, does anyone else have any gear overboard at the present time?
Gear over now and going to try to fill my tags.
Try to fill your tags?
Well, I've got to get the net up now.
I mean, the nets
are. Those are suspended as of right now.
Well, so what am I going to do with the fish in the net?
Just throw them back over the net?
That's correct. Okay. That's correct.
As long as we got that cleared up for tomorrow so we don't get any more trouble.
No, you won't.
All right, thanks.
What about the forest buyer's license for us?
All licenses issued by the Commonwealth of Virginia. That's correct. That's correct. Now, back to the pots. We don't want them overboard, and we don't want them catching illegally and whatever. I think the commission can authorize, what's today, Tuesday, 72 hours, which will end, 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon? 6:30 p.m. on Friday afternoon, ending everything up. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
York River Shellfish Restoration, item number 21. Is anyone here that's pertinent to, I guess, Thomas? I'm sorry, did I miss one?
We didn't get a vote on Mr. Dent, Scott Dent.
There were two Mr. Dents.
All in favor of that? You want to make a motion? That's fine, he's not here. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Is there a second?
Second
by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries.
We'll send notices.
Well, if you find a way to personally serve them, it might be a good idea.
We'll do.